47. Service to Tiff and Godfrey.
Steven Larin was born and raised in the United States. He is the Deputy Director of Nationality Service Center, perhaps the oldest organization in the country serving asylees and refugees for the last 100 years. His parents came from El Salvador to Los Angeles, California, in the early 1970s with Steven's older brother, Carlos, who was just 2 years old at the time. Then, Steven was born and he became the first American in his family of four.
Mi papá y mi mamá, los dos trabajaban siempre en fábricas, trabajos difíciles, horas malas, siempre cansados trabajando, pero se esforzaron para hacer una vida para sus hijos.
His parents were fleeing the war. Their life in the United States, however, was not easy. As a child, Larin witnessed his parents' struggle, the different ways they were treated at work, in stores and banks, at the post office, and the social injustices people without papers have to face. Just a 2-year difference between them, even his brother's life looked radically different.
Lo primero que se fija uno es en la escuela, y también la diferencia en cómo trataron a mi hermano y cómo me trataron a mí en la escuela pública.
When he finished high school, Steven moved to Pennsylvania to study political science at Swarthmore College, a school known for its diversity and emphasis on social justice. After graduation, he returned to Los Angeles to study law at Loyola University. But life brought him back to Philadelphia when he married his wife, an American public interest lawyer. For the last 15 years, Larin has worked as immigration attorney for Nationality Service Center.
And así siempre ha estado ahí. Me ha abierto las puertas para dar asistencia, para ayudar, pero también para decirle a las personas que son bienvenidos, porque eso también es importante.
From the north or south of the city, take Route 47 to Arch Street and walk to 12th Street, and you'll find Nationality Service Center, a place that has become a home for many immigrants.
15 años después de empezar aquí, la mayoría de los clientes legales que tenemos son latinoamericanos y caribeños. Entre ese grupo, los países que más vemos los clientes son de México, de Guatemala, de Honduras, de El Salvador.
In these 15 years, Larin has seen thousands of cases. He says that people migrate looking for better opportunities.
La economía global busca dónde pueden hacer sus productos y todo eso. Y la idea es que la gente tiene el derecho de trabajar.
¿Cuánto vale?
Larin thinks that immigration laws should respect each person's right to work and allow people the opportunity to provide for their families and themselves, which he believes in turn contributes to the economic prosperity of the entire community.
Gracias. Hay comunidades que fueron abandonadas que empiezan de nuevo a crecer, lugares de negocios, comunidades y todo eso.
He says that United States must be aware of the grown policies imposed for decades in Latin America that generated poverty and violence. He also says that U.S. immigration law also needs to be centered on keeping families together and providing refuge for those fleeing from persecution.
Filadelfia es Filadelfia por la contribución de todos los inmigrantes de todo el mundo.
This year, Nationality Service Center turns 100, and Larin is proud to be a part of those years, coloring the canvas of Philadelphia. Emma Restrepo and Jane von Bergen, Plan Philly, WHYY.